was proud of him. Well, he looks so fine and tall in his uniform and all. Now her face broke right out into a grin. She said, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. Makes me proud to know that you're wearing a gun. Do what that captain said. Lots of medals you will get. And we'll put them on the wall when you get home. When that old train pulled out, John's mom began to shout, telling everybody in the neighborhood, that's my son that's about to go. He's a soldier now, you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while, and her face broke into a smile, showing them to the neighbors from next door. And she bragged about her son with his uniform and gun, and this thing they called a good old-fashioned war. Then the letters ceased to come. For a long time they did not come. We ceased to come for about 10 months or more. Then a letter finally came, saying, go down and meet the train. Your sons are coming home from the war. Well, she smiled and went right down. She looked up and all around, but her soldier's son's face she didn't see in sight. But when all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could hardly believe her eyes. For his face was all shot up, and his hands were both blown off, and he wore a metal brace around his waist. And he whispered kind of slow in a voice she did not know. She couldn't even recognize his face. She said, oh, my darling son, Lord, what they've gone and done. How is it that you come to be this way? When the boy tried to speak, his mouth would hardly move, and his mother had to turn her face away. He said, do you remember, Mom, when I went off to war? You thought it was the best thing that I could do. I was on that battleground. You were home acting proud. Thank God you weren't standing in my shoes. And you know when I got there, I said, what am I doing here? I got to kill somebody or die trying. But the thing that got me most, when my enemy came up close, I could see that his face looked just like mine. Through the thunder, roar, and stank, I couldn't help but think that I was just a puppet in a play. Through the thunder, roar, and smoke, that string finally broke, and a cannonball blew my eyes away. When the boy turned to walk, his mother was still in shock as she saw that metal brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to go, he called his mother close and he